Extreme Media.
Good. All right.
Big up the Mendem. Welcome to Pitch Picks. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Wagwan, you waste man can't say nothing to me and Zah. The only two people on this panel with 3 points. Draw, draw, loser. United is shit.
You guys
are shit. You should be ashamed of yourself. The fact you're not even wearing their kit today tells me everything I need to know about Manchester United. You guys suck.
What do you mean? I see the hanger over there. You weren't wearing your kit today.
Yes, the Dolphins play today.
I was wearing a shirt that says fucking Bocce on it. I want to fucking
take the Dolphins play today.
Hold on. When he throws the ball down the hall, don't go chase it about who's wearing what shirt or whatever.
What are we doing right now?
What are we doing?
It's Monday.
It's Monday. You got to address what's going on.
Yeah, let's just talk about
let's
it.
Let's just
Just walk through. Let's just talk.
Let's have a healthy discussion.
Yeah.
We're all here for you. We're not against you in any way.
All against me. No,
I'm not against you. T-E-D. United is the team for me with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Why won't City fuck off home? You and I. T-E-D, United is the team for me.
See, he's on your side.
I hope you're happy. I get to rewatch yours all the time. I had my fun with you. I laughed at Liverpool for about 10 years. Everybody goes through their phase. We're going through our city. Had 40 years of this. So we're going through our phase. It's bad. Ten Hag is... I sat here on the show, and I, as a good fan,
can
supported
the manager.
Can
we stitch in the old clip about I'm back in on the project, 10 goals in 2 days or whatever it was?
We're rolling.
I was fed a lie, a team that just can't support that gravy. I was wrong about this season. Hand up. I tried to go buy a clown costume before this. They were sold out at Park.
You should have just put your United jersey
you
on.
You couldn't even do that right.
That's not working out for me. But listen, it's, bad. I'm just so deflated. Like, yesterday I'm sitting in my apartment. I wake up, get on the couch, all ready in my United gear.
That's so sad.
Two and a half minutes.
It's sad. Fucking goes off,
and I'm just livid. And my poor girlfriend is there watching this, and she like goes to her little yoga class, whatever girls do.
She's being
a productive member of
silly
society,
fucking
doing
shit that they do.
That
and I'm sitting
her,
there,
you.
And I'm watching it. She comes back. It's now 3-0, and she tries to put her hand in my hair and tell me her hand in my hair. Tell me everything's
baby,
gonna be
it's okay.
Okay. And I
broke up with
fucking
her.
Threw that hand off my head, and I said, "Don't fucking touch
you
me."
You punched her
right now. She was like, and I was like, "I'm sorry. This is just not the time. Like, leave me be. Go down to the bar, spend $6 there, wallowed
alone.
These Bears fans were trying to talk to me, and I was like, "I'm hate watching you because I have a tweet ready to fire back at Chief after he goes, you know, I know shit. I'm sad for them. I was going to fire the same fucking thing verbatim about the Bears, and I couldn't. The fucking Rams took that away from me."
Stan Kroenke strikes again.
It was just miserable. Miserable day.
Yeah.
Going to the bar solo, waiting to fire off. Crazy, dude. That is crazy.
I was
just sitting there full kit.
That is
waiting.
I was sitting at the bar full kit. No.
That is no way to live life, dude. That's
so
crazy.
Blood boiling.
How much this show hates.
That should be like a loser bet. Where whoever we got to come up with a bet, but then you have to go to like AJ Hudson's and sit there full kit, watch your team.
Yeah,
I think that would be like short socks, the whole thing.
I early prediction, I'm probably gonna lose that one.
Nice. I do feel bad for you.
I
do feel bad for
I
you.
I mean, listen, 7-0 Liverpool.
What year?
3-0 Liverpool.
What year?
6-3 Man City. 3-0 Man City. 3-0 Spurs. 2-0 Spurs. 4-0 Brentford. 3-0 Sevilla. 3-0 Bournemouth. 3-0 Newcastle. 4-0 defeat. I have to hit show more on the tweet. 4-0 Palace. It's not even half of all the fucking shit results we've had under Ten Hag. Those were all under Ten Hag. I backed him out through every single one, but yesterday was the worst because even though Bruno gets the red card, which wasn't deserved, I don't think that's a red card.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. even before, I think we were actually better with the two spouts or two times we had nine men on the field because we couldn't figure out how to do a fucking substitution. Two times we went to go sub someone out, and they continued play while we were down to 10 men. So we willingly played with nine men. You cannot make up what is going on right now. And it was just so frustrating to watch. No, literally no passing could happen through any part of the field. Everyone's turning it over. I don't know what happened to Bruno. Because now we're learning what this team looks like without him playing like at the world-class level we know he can play at. But now he's just not doing it. And when he's not doing it, he's on the pitch. Fuck.
Listen, he was unlucky. He was unlucky.
No, honestly, we played a little bit better when he left the pitch.
I'm on your side, Maresh. I'm on your side. That's not even a yellow card, if you ask me.
I'm with you on that, but isn't it just so funny how they gave us so much shit for how we played with 10 men, and they played 10 men and lost 3-0?
You can give the rest of the fan base that. I stood with you guys.
You did. You did.
And was respectful about what happened to you.
You did.
To turn it on me like I'm
so... I didn't turn it on you. I said them.
You said it was funny.
No.
Yeah, because they were all on Twitter talking about, oh, how do you fucking, you're ruining the game, you know, blah, blah, unlike who plays like this with 10 men, and then they go down 10 men and lose
3-0. That's who I want to talk to. Maresh, you weren't even involved in this kind of stuff because I got a lot of
them. Objective and fair because I'm objective and fair.
Just like me, I'm objective and
you're
fair.
You're not objective nor
like
fair.
Me, I'm objective and fair. What I saw yesterday morning was so beautiful. It was beautiful for my soul, for my eyes, but it was just sad. Reality-wise, it was just a sad scene to watch. Those fucking little, the lower merchants that were out there tweeting that, yo, Rice and Leandro Trossard got sent off, and it's a little the law, they should have been sent off. You know what I saw them doing in the 70th minute? It was like the 60th or 70th minute. Them motherfuckers were getting up out their seat, leaving the fucking stadium when their team went down 10 men. Those same idiots that were saying, oh, Arsenal, you do this, play like this, letter of the law, merchants, letter of the law, this, could not even sit there and watch their people fucking play 10 men. And that's why, because you talk too much shit, that is why you got fucking smoked 3-0, and we can actually walk out of a 10-man situation with dignity. So for that, you motherfuckers can all hold that.
But not you, Maresh. That wasn't, hey, clarify that's not at Maresh?
That's not Maresh.
Not Maresh.
They were walking out. The
oh, you're right. You're right. I just want, it's not Maresh.
Sir Alex Ferguson's stand was empty. No one was left.
The thing that'll come out of this, because it's not going to, we're not turning this around in the next two seasons. This is going to be a while. The thing that I'm glad about is that we're going to chase out all the plastic. They're going to fuck off. All the plastic's going to fuck off because there's not going to be anything to like about this club in about a year.
I appreciate you looking for the positives. That is also crazy that you're just like, this is, hey, let's think about this. This is a positive.
The most mainstream team in the world is going to lose a handful of plastic.
A handful?
Hey, we'll get out. We're getting rid of the haters, man.
Yeah, but this is what sucks. They'll all come back if you ever turn it around.
Maresh.
That's fine. They can
but
ride with
also,
oh, I'll take them when we're hot.
All of those, with all that plastic goes all the money, too.
Maresh.
We'll still do numbers.
Maresh.
Chinese love us.
I'm taking off my Arsenal jersey now, and I'm putting on my Maresh friend jersey.
That's nice.
I'm going to be your friend because I have been through this. I'm speaking from experience. My brother, this is only the beginning.
Oh, I know.
it only gets worse. Speaking of that, it only gets worse. It's starting because I'm hearing your striker is out here paying YouTube channels, is out here paying YouTube channels to push PR to tell Mandem to get off him. And now the Mandem have heard about that. Ooh, it's about to get interesting, boys.
I'll sign up for that.
It's about to get interesting.
Hey, us.
Bro, yes. Hey,
we'll give you a cheap-ass price too, brother.
You don't think that I'm aware about the fucking Avengers Civil War type shit that's going on with the United fans right now?
Wait, explain.
So there's this guy, Mark Goldbridge, the guy with the glasses that you know, right? He's like, proper wanker.
I love him.
His name's not even Mark Goldbridge. It's like Brent DeCesar. And
he's
on
Italian.
The pseudonym.
We're hating on people that had to change their name publicly when the internet started?
He put on this pseudonym of Mark, this persona Mark Goldbridge to be a United fan. And now, and he's taken over. He started this thing called the United Stand, and now he's got all these other pundits that are.
Apparently, he was a Forest fan.
Yeah,
he was originally, I guess. Yeah.
So they all talk. They all get on. They have this big platform they've built, and they talk United. There's this Muslim guy, Faz, who was also working there, and he had a bit of a riff and then broke off.
So Faz, let's give more context. Yeah. Goldbridge owns the channel. Mm-hmm. Faz worked for Goldbridge.
Okay.
So they do all this stuff, whatever. Last year, Rasmus Højlund starting to get interviews. And then it comes out from Faz yesterday after this big thing. So there's Faz and Saeed, big United YouTubers. Saeed's outside the stadium.
That's my guy.
Yeah, Saeed's outside the stadium going, Eric Ten Haram, he's dropping his own address. He's like, you come to me, I'll fucking meet you outside. Like freaking out. And then Faz comes out and starts going off and spouting stuff. And he decides, I'm going to let it all rip. He's like, when I worked at the United Stand, these motherfuckers were taking payments from the SEG agency to get Højlund on to start spouting stuff about Ten Hag to deflect the blame from him and stuff like that. So there's this big civil war going on United Twitter right now, and it is hard to watch.
No, it's beautiful. It's bro. I have
That's good, Maresh. That's what you want because you
Manchester divided.
Want to get rid of it,
but those guys can't get rid of Man U because that's the only reason that they get clicked.
Get
they
rid
can't,
of the plastics,
they just can't
dude.
Become Chelsea Saeed or you know Baz well, can't start wearing an Arsenal.
That page good. Has almost 2 million subscribers. They're live right now as a recording. It's got 14K concurrence.
It's the biggest
United channel. I mean Saeed. Saeed does more Arsenal shit than anything else right now. He can be an Arsenal fan. Come, Saeed.
Well, who are you shooting at? You picking up a gun? There's civil war. What are we doing? You got the UN?
Yeah, whose side are you on? Yeah.
Nah, fuck.
Do you want your striker?
Fuck the United Stand. I've been saying that for a while, and fuck Goldbridge. He is a fucking
He's an dork. Arsenal fan.
He's a fucking dork, dude.
I love him.
I think he's great.
I love him.
I love him.
I need him.
But yes, it's been rough. Has it been a rough 24 hours?
I think
hours?
I would hate him if I was a United fan.
Oh,
no.
Without question.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
But he's, as a neutral, when he has his meltdowns about how terrible everything is.
Oh, but
his meltdowns about City, it's like fucking.
It really does open your eyes to the whole situation of like, these guys at the end of the day are in the business of making money and they're going to spout their shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now it comes out that he's been literally deflecting blame and saying back Ten Hag to the masses to drive this brain.
It got you like 2 weeks ago.
No, I form my own opinions as independent. As a good fan, you're supposed to support the manager, give him time, back him, pray to God that the people above him know what the fuck they're doing. What I'm now remembering is that the Glazers did hire them, but then Ineos gave him a contract extension, so they're at blame too. And you know what the rumblings are? Southgate. And you know what?
Oh, my days.
They say
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want.
You and
I don't know what I want.
Here's
do I want
thing.
Him fired? Do I want him to stay? I don't know what I want.
Here's the thing.
Southgate would be good. Electric.
This is too good.
I mean, at the end of the day, he did lead England to back-to-back finals in the Euros. He can get you there. That's better than what we got. We can barely get there. We struggled against Coventry to get to that FA Cup final, which is now looking like Pep fucking blew that game as a chess match.
Dude, I wouldn't put it by him either.
So he could keep Ten Hag in because he knew that was the best thing for him, was to watch these fucking guys struggle. So you know
that
what?
That is the rumor, is that he threw it on purpose.
Yeah.
Shut up, actually.
The rumor is just like Twitter's like, Pep is a genius.
Bro, you noticed I wasn't. We didn't play no pro clubs yesterday. I was enthralled by the United shit. The Twitter stuff.
I know.
So Saeed and Faz and all that. Bro, I watched the entire. I had that on as my background TV. The United therapy session that they had was like almost 2 hours. I had that on. All that emergency thing. It was so fun, bro. These guys just all wanted to jump down each other's throats, man. It took me back to like 6-7 years ago. Arteta, bro, you better deliver. We can't go back to such. It was great to see others. When it was happening to us, Smokes.
It's not fun.
Bro.
This is why the Premier League is the best, because there's nothing like it. Because when the Bears are terrible, I got hockey coming around the corner.
Right.
Like it sucks, but I'll be okay. This consumes the entire country. They don't care.
It's all they
about,
have, yeah.
They don't care about anything else. And when it's going bad, and it's going fucking bad. And it is. The whole universe implodes. Like, the city is going to collapse. And it's when you just sit back and watch it, my God.
Are you guys well read? Do you guys read books?
Barely.
I've read a couple.
I can barely pronounce it.
Yeah, actually, I need to.
You know what?
I will take recognition.
You've all read A Tale of Two Cities, yeah?
Yeah, high school.
I think so. Wow.
I don't know why I looked at Smokey.
Me neither.
Tell me what city the opening line of this book sums up. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. It was a spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. They had nothing before them. We were all going direct to heaven. They were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of the noisiest authorities insisted on its being received for good or for evil, blah, blah, blah. But what city is that about right now?
Listen, when man start...
You.
It's about Manchester.
When man start quoting literature, start quoting scriptures, it's peak.
Down bad. That boy's
I think
bad.
That was written like the last time United was good.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. It was the last time you guys were relevant. Yeah, okay.
That also sounded like Wenger out. That sounded like Wenger out. So it's a look at where you're headed.
Wenger out, gate in.
You watched Maresh.
The gates.
You know exactly where you're headed because you saw it. You watched and you're in a state of shock where you can't believe it's your team. You were eating popcorn when it was Arsenal and it was Arsene Wenger. Now it's happening to you. I love this.
That's what I said. It happened to Liverpool in the 2000s with Gerrard, and where they were like Martin Skrtel was playing.
Yeah, Skrtel, Mamadou Sakho, and then
yeah, Andy Carroll. Like, they had some banter.
Daniel Agger.
Then they rose out of that. They didn't win for a little bit, and then they beat City, and they won a Champions League in this era under Klopp. Then, you know, you guys had the next famous one, which was a rough one to watch. And now it's us. And, I mean, Spurs would have had a banter moment, but they've never really been at the top. So now it's
hey,
for
man,
us.
We could all hate Spurs.
That's the thing. Ours was long. Ours was 6-7. Ours was years. Ours was 7 years. My brother, this could be the beginning. If I'm praying Ineos holds. If Ineos holds, this could be the beginning of 8 years of hell for you.
Bob loves hate.
I think
do you still have your Maresh friend shirt on?
Not anymore.
sorry.
That thing is long.
I think it'll be about 3 years, but I don't know. I wouldn't rush into appointing Southgate as the manager.
Is that something that could unite the fan base? Because you're like, everybody hates that hire.
I feel like they already all hate their manager right now.
Who are the options that are out there right now?
No. And that's where we have it good.
No,
it's a perfect split.
No.
Some of them want to keep.
Before yesterday, I would say you were right. After yesterday, even all the Ten Hag,
they're still out there.
No,
the inners.
The one guy on Twitter is the biggest one. Ten Hag era. He changed it. He changed his whole profile to match him. He finally said, "You know what? Hand up. I've been wrong." He's got to go.
I haven't checked. I haven't checked in today. I'll check in after today on my guys.
But
is Marcel still in? You know Marcel?
Yeah, no, they're all Ten Hag out.
So
Marcel's flipped.
I believe so.
Who is it? If it's not Southgate,
Marcel's
then, who
flipped.
Is it?
The options I've read are Southgate, Potter, Inzaghi, or Tuchel.
I hate Thomas Tuchel.
I would say Tuchel would be the best. I would take Tuchel is probably the best.
Yeah,
but he wanted.
I don't like watching his teams. And I don't like what he did to Christian Pulisic either.
You can't like watching United now. I mean, I love watching them now, like as a hater.
I do. Like I said that tweet, and it was a little bit of a troll tweet. But I do like it when United is the big bad villain. I'm worried that this is not a 7-8 year project. I'm worried that Ferguson is Bob Knight. And Indiana basketball just never came back. And I wonder if United is just like they're just going to be an also ran.
That's an interesting thought. What if it just never?
What if they just get relegated?
Oh, that's what they said after the plane blew up and they crashed and we had to rebuild the entire squad.
Wait, your team plane blew up
after the Munich disaster? Yeah, after the Munich disaster, they said that we would never be back again, and then they rebuilt the team and did everything again. And then Fergie happened, so there was two eras post that when they said that we were Bob Knighted. And United rose up and did it again. So I feel like they'll be back. It's just you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, folks, if you're into history, you should look that up.
I'll check that out.
The Munich plane disaster.
Yeah.
Where do you start, though?
Starts at the coach, but like right, we've made the right steps first out of Ineos. They put in a proper system to run the club, which didn't exist. That exists at every successful club in the Big Six. City does it. Arsenal does it. I think even Spurs do it, but they've got the right people there. Then the next step is going to be having to get rid of the manager and finding a good manager who has a good eye for talent, but also lets the directors of football and all those guys do what they need to do as well. Ten Hag has spent £600 million, brought in 14 of his own guys, and he can't even set up his own system, and he's still crying that he doesn't have his players from Ajax. But he's bought 14 players.
Goldbridge is saying, I'm hearing Goldbridge is saying he got no support. Ten Hag got no support.
It's because he's...
That's what I'm hearing.
That's spoken like a non-United fan.
He's taking shots at Goldbridge. Taking shots at Goldbridge. All right, more importantly, Rashford yesterday, thoughts?
Other than that cross that he put into Garnacho where he should have buried that, poor. He's turning over the ball too much. He's just not – I don't know what his deal is.
I just don't think he's having fun.
He's not having
fun. You know who's having fun, though? Sancho's having a blast at Chelsea.
Oh, my God.
He's got to be having a blast at Chelsea.
Oh, my God.
He's balling.
These are two guys that did not watch that game. Six touches. Balling. Three of them, I believe, were turnovers. The pass that he had to Palmer is like – have you seen the video of it, of the laugh about Sancho on the internet where all of his assists are like he passes the ball. The guy who ends up scoring the goal does like –
Miracle work,
and yeah. Then he gets a tally in the.
I just saw the highlights because that's when Arsenal was playing, but.
But yeah, it's gonna take a long time.
It must pain you.
I haven't been as deflated as I was yesterday in a long time. So
love it.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, I think that was healthy. I think that was very good. Do you feel better?
But here's the thing, you guys don't get it.
He's back.
I mean, I could go. Let's stay on this for the entire 2 hours.
No, Zah gets it. Because like Chief said, the other three of you, this isn't your sport. You don't bleed this thing like I do. This will hurt me for a long time. Mentally.
That
physically.
Was like, who is Smoke sitting over there?
It will hurt me. It will kill me. I will sulk about this. I will not leave my home. I will become the worst version of myself. Rudy, if City got relegated tomorrow, I'd be like, all right. That would pain me. Do you know what I would do if Man U got relegated? You'd have to put a monitor on me and watch me at all times because it would be bad. You guys have your other things. This is my thing.
for my response, that's bad,
bro. I think I'd take 15. I think I might even take 10 more years of bottling for one relegation for United. I'll take
God. You're sick. I would not. That's terrible. That's terrible.
It is crazy that this does feel like the most wide open title chase now, and United is not even.
They're not sniffing it.
No way, brother. They're on the second
13th.
They're on the second page.
13th.
Well,
on the
yeah,
page.
I know.
They're on the second page.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy that we have a wide open one, and United is on the second page.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's great. I got a question for you guys. Is Cole Palmer the best player in the Premier League?
Yeah, he might be.
No, Zah, talk your shit.
Zah hates his ass.
Nah, I've on Palmer?
Yeah.
No, the best player in the Premier League?
In the Prem.
No. He's the form guy right now. Is he the best player? Absolutely not. The guy, I mean, how many of those?
Who is?
What was? There's a penalty there. Take the penalty out.
Dude,
you know,
he had three other ones. Two disallowed.
The free kick was great. I saw he hit the post with one.
And had one offsides.
I did see the offside one, too, on the highlight.
He could have had six in the first half.
Consistency. Consistency. Listen.
Who's better than him, then?
There's been guys that have been doing it for longer than he has. Mohamed Salah?
I'm saying right now.
Right this minute.
Okay, right now. Okay. Right now, he's probably the, in terms of in the Premier League, player-wise or attacking?
Player. Both.
Player-wise.
All around.
David Raya has a shout.
I love this guy.
How do they dismiss it? How? Did you see how dismissive they were? How?
He's not even
close. If you took Raya off of Arsenal and replaced him with a goalie.
We lose three of those games that we won. We lose Wolves.
What happens to Chelsea without Palmer? Palmer makes their entire team go. He makes their entire team go.
Again, you take Arsenal, you take Raya out of that Arsenal goal, we lose that Wolves game where he made that magic save that changed the game. That was at 0-0 that he made that save. We lose the Brighton game.
Right. If you have Ramsdale, you don't sell Ramsdale, and he's your starting keeper, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You take Palmer off and try to replace him with some other number 10, it's not fine for them.
We can't be giving him credit for Chelsea being shit. That's what you're doing. You're giving him extra credit because Chelsea's shit.
They're not shit.
They're one of the best teams in the Premier League. I think they're
in the hunt,
contender.
And they're doing it on the back of Cole Palmer.
I mean, he's a good player. He's not.
I think he's the most valuable player to his team than any other player in the Prem. Like, what he means to Chelsea is greater than anyone else on any other team.
Rodri, but
you see, that's tough too. Because I mean, you
lost Rodri and still got a point on the road.
Yeah, but
that's
you take Cole Palmer out of that Chelsea team, they can still win games. Though. That's
I don't think so.
Who's banging in all those goals on Saturday?
Nobody.
You can steal. He's the form player. He's playing the best right now. Most important in that Chelsea team. I don't even know if he's the most important in that Chelsea team.
Who is?
But even last year, he was the most important player.
Yeah.
Like, and this isn't just like a one game thing.
When he
came on the pitch, he was balling.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Because there's one reason why Zaha's not willing to give Palmer his flowers. Because he plays at the same position as a little boy named Bukayo Saka. And Zaha will not give Palmer his flowers because if he gives Palmer his flowers, that means he's admitting that Palmer is better than Saka.
That's not
true. I think he is
better
than Saka.
That's not that. That also is not true. Both of what you said is not true.
You think Saka is better than Cole Palmer?
He is.
I'll show you the hard way. Brother. He has three of the same trophies that Palmer was competing for too.
Well,
when?
The England one.
Palmer is the reigning PFA Young Player of the Year.
Saka last year.
Okay. No, well, Palmer just won it, so.
I like Saka.
Nah, he's not better than Saka. Let's not.
Is it fair to say Cole Palmer's more clutch than Saka?
He gets more stats. His role in his Chelsea, in the Chelsea team allows for him to pad up.
Play better than Saka.
That gold medal mental gymnastics going on.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but Saka right now, Cole Palmer's better.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
Arsenal's still winning games. Yeah.
It's September.
Next question.
But yeah, Palmer's on fire. Unbelievable first.
Nah, he's great. Chelsea's great. I think they're a legitimate contender to win the league.
Yeah,
that's how good they are.
I'm willing to admit that is one of the first big oopsies.
Yeah.
Chief was raw dogging them last week.
Yeah, I didn't believe. I'm a believer now.
And I just saw a clip that is fascinating. You know, he didn't want to leave?
Never wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What,
I
City?
Just saw the clip. Yeah. The Cole Palmer.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw the TikTok edit, and then it's like the boy turns to a man. It's like, whoa.
I think it was mostly because he didn't want to leave, but with what he wanted and for the price, it made sense, like business wise. So I can't argue with their logic. I don't think anyone expected him to be what he is now.
He wanted to start, but not leave.
Yeah, and like to be fair, like that is a smart call on his end because at City you don't know if you're going to get that much time, and so it was kind of like I don't disagree with the decision that City made because no one could have seen that coming, but it sucks now, obviously.
So that's where hindsight, what is done at Chelsea, hindsight will make it look like City is stupid.
Yeah.
City's not stupid.
Because wasn't
City, it City made the 20 City
million?
Made the City made the best decision.
No, it was like 40.
Bro,
yeah.
City,
it was 40?
Yeah.
City made the greatest decision ever with that, when the Cole Palmer thing. But
because
then,
he had a great preseason, and so that inflated his value a little bit, and he wanted to play, and we had people, like
17,
the City roster.
17,
like,
18, you get offered almost 50 mil for a guy that's had one season in the Premier League.
But would you rather have him or Foden? You kept one. You let one go.
Are we talking hindsight or?
Yeah, hindsight.
Right now?
Right now. They should have kept Paul. If you're speaking right now, they should have kept Paul.
For sure.
I don't think they
Right now, Phil Foden. Equal. Phil Foden is unbelievable.
He's not even playing.
That's because he's on what's he? Because he had the Euros.
Yeah, and
it's because
so did everyone else.
No, but yeah,
let's
because
not give them that excuse.
Like that's crazy.
Yes, yeah, but because Pep and City have such a big squad, a big quality squad, and they're well run and they're actually prepared for seasons. What they can afford to do is give the guys that go late, De Bruyne, Rodri, and Foden, until after. You know, those guys came back to City after the first international break. There were three Premier League games that had already been played then.
Yeah,
that was just because of that. Was just because of vacation. So that's why Foden isn't playing right now.
Also, yeah. I think
once he gets up to speed, Savinho
has some sort of lingering injury that they're not disclosing,
which would make sense.
Which would make sense.
I mean, I think
they play too much.
I think these guys play way too many games.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
I mean, you saw it. Rodri's knee exploded without even contact.
Yeah. Yep. Like they look, as a fan, I don't want to see this happen because I'm very much enjoying my first full year of the Prem. But I would be on strike tomorrow if I was a player. The amount of games that these guys play is unbelievable. And like, go play one pickup soccer game at your local park and let me know how you feel after 25 minutes.
I did that 2 summers ago. I pulled a hip flexor. I pulled a hamstring. And then I'm like, I guess I'll just be all-time goalie.
That's like, I can't move.
I can't.
And most of these guys are on the pitch for 75 to 90 minutes.
It also is just sort of been building because of COVID with the World Cup. And then you add on, then the Euro comes quicker.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they add in this like bullshit other
Club World Cup.
Yeah, Club World Cup. And then you change the Champions League format. So it kind of happened quick.
To make it longer.
The whole cadence of it got fucked up by COVID, and then they added in a couple things that everyone's like, okay, like whatever. And then now you're looking at it and it's like, this is crazy.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the players. I mean, even the fans. I'm fucking tired, bro. I was on the couch yesterday watching United, and then now I have to get on the couch tomorrow? It's like I need a breather. I've got other interests.
You need a breather from sitting on the fucking couch. You are hate watching United. Or Spurs. You couldn't lose Sunday. No matter what happened, you were going to win. There was no stress involved.
No time to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I have no time for Secret Lives of Mormons. Because Bournemouth Southampton's going on right now. I have to catch up on that when I get home. So I'm already missing out on that. Survivor's coming up on Wednesday. I've Arsenal on Tuesday. Then there's more champions. It's too much.
Thank God you live here.
Yeah.
It's too much.
There was a City game last week when they played in the Carabao Cup where I was like looking on Twitter. I was like, wait, they're playing now?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Like a game almost snuck by me.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I don't know what they're going to do, but they have to do something.
You know exactly what they're going to do. They're just going to keep adding more games. It's money. Money talk.
No, I'm saying the players. I think after this year, they should hold out.
They're just going to have to fall in line.
I don't think so.
Because
your product, and this happened in the NFL, which is why they started doing all these new rules to protect the quarterback. The star player is going to start getting hurt and not playing, and the quality is going to fall off, and less people are going to watch.
True.
Rodri, gone. Odegaard, gone. We're now getting somewhat healthy with Mourinho and all the other fucking
players. International breaks are kind of crazy, too.
It's not a break. They're going
break.
To work.
That's what I mean. And it's so like if Forrest has Chris Wood, he plays for New Zealand. So there are times where it's like, oh, I got a 20-hour flight and then I got to come back and play. Like I have a day and then I have to be ready to play. So that, and it's like, I get it if it's for like World Cup qualifiers and stuff. Do you really need to be taking a break in September to travel all over the world for everyone's just playing friendlies? That makes
It's stupid.
Alexis Sanchez. When we had Alexis Sanchez, actually, even now, not so much more with Magalhães and Martinelli because they're not Brazil's political
national,
and they don't have them on there. But when we had Alexis Sanchez, bro, he would play in Chile. You're playing Chile on like a Wednesday night internationally. We're playing on Saturday, so he flies on Thursday.
Yeah.
Flies on Thursday, private jet. It's he trains. He gets to training on Friday. He's jet lagged because he flew on Thursday, and he has to play on Saturday. It's insane.
It's
too
nuts.
Much, man.
It's crazy.
Hey, counterpoint to that: just have your entire team be shit, and then no one gets selected.
That.
We're rested club and we're still shit.
Club of a country. That's why I support the players that are club of a country.
Oh God, City. Dropping points? Well, would you consider that dropping points on the road? I don't think that's dropping, right? You got one.
Yeah, I would consider dropping points.
No, they dropped points. They were favorites. They were favorites.
Yeah, we're definitely dropping points, but I'm not too – I'm reminding myself it's September.
October tomorrow, but yeah.
So it's still September.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Well, the time this comes out, it'll be October 1st.
Okay, but it's September. And Newcastle, I said it last week, like that always has been a difficult one, and we just didn't play that well, which isn't that surprising because you lose Rodri. It's a huge emotional game against Arsenal, and then you just like it's hard to get up for that. So I'm glad we got the point out of it, but they just weren't very good. Like Gundo, I don't know what the fuck happened, but he wasn't good.
But you're not worried or nervous. It's whatever.
Alan missed some that he usually scores. Yeah. The header and the shot that he hit right at the keeper.
So it's like, meh, it sucks, but it's fine. It's early.
Couple shady.
I'm actually kind of grateful because now we're following the script.
Stink it up early, get hot late, snatch everyone's heart, and piss on their piss on their grave.
You guys are running around like lunatics.
We're not running around like lunatics. I was borderline depressed watching that game on Saturday. I thought the season was done. If they had dropped points at home in that game, I was ready to say the season's
over. See, that's the difference.
Well, yeah, you've won it 6 of the last 7.
Yeah, so maybe listen. Like, even if you had dropped points, it would have been like, it's early, bro.
Really?
Chill the fuck out. Yes.
Zah, what would you have done if we dropped points?
So
I guess we'll never know.
That's the thing. We will never know. We will never know. But I probably
I'm sure that won't be clear.
I would have been.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would have been trying. Would have been trying to convince myself that it's early because it is early. But it's the
it
thing
also
is
would have been different because it's Leicester. It's a little bit harder one to swallow.
Yeah.
But it's also at different home. When you're chasing versus at we've won 6 out of 7.
Yeah. I'm so
every
desperate.
Time you guys feel like such a machine, you're like Iceman and Top Gun. Like you just wait for other teams to make a mistake, and then it's like before. You know, there's a 4-6 point gap with 2 games to go.
Right,
and the desperado nature of it means that even if we concede in like the second minute of a game, I'm already thinking it's over. Because that's how desperate I am.
Can we talk about this Arsenal team this year, though? Because you and I talked about it Saturday, and like I watched the 90 minutes for you guys, and you just don't look the same dominant team that I saw the last 2 years. Like I just don't like.
I think that's a little crazy to say, but I'll let you finish.
Like, I just don't feel like you were putting away teams like this, other than Luton. Luton was the only, like, slip up, but that was away at Luton. Like, at the Emirates last season, even the season before, you put teams away there. No one was really having a chance.
Suffocated them.
I was just saying, like, this team this year right now, obviously there's players
missing. I'll give you that.
Like, they just don't look the same team that troubled City the last 2 years.
I'll certainly give you that because I felt like this the first half of this Leicester game was the first time this year that we've actually played decent.
I don't agree with that though, because we started against Wolves 2-0, went to Villa 1-2-0, drew at home against Brighton with 10 men, beat Tottenham at their crib, then had to fucking play the Champions League game in Italy, went to City, walked away with a result with 10 men. And even when all the chips were stacked against us and it didn't look like we were going to get 3 points at home, they found a way late in the game to win. Like, this team is finding ways to win, whether they're playing with 10 men or if they're draw 2-2 with a minute left to go.
2-0.
That's maybe.
Yeah, but still, yes, they were up 2-0 and they probably got complacent. Leicester came back, tied it up, and we still won the game by 2 goals.
That's so I hear some of your point. The thing is, I hear both of you because results don't tell a story. Results don't tell the full story of the 90 minutes. You know, you could like, for example, for that second half, we were shitting ourselves.
But I'd even say last year for Arsenal, like our offense got hot for that 1 to 2 weeks when we were like netting 4 goals a game. Outside of that,
we were controlling games. We were killing off. We were controlling games. This Leicester game, that first half was the first time this year that I've really felt okay. All right,
but shouldn't that give you more optimism going forward? Since we haven't controlled these games and we're still unbeaten.
And yes, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say I hear both of you, because what you're pointing at is that's what you're talking about right there is a sign of a very good team.
Yeah, that's the old cliche, like great teams win when you're not your best.
Up the results. That's what I'm saying. Results don't tell a full story. So we're not playing well, but we are a fucking great team because we are getting the results kind of deal. But that first half, I mean, Partey, I thought Partey was amazing. Amazing against Leicester. Partey the Spider back. We just need to keep him fit. Calafiori too looked very, very, very good. This guy is a wild man. He was going up to strike guy. He was center back. He was everything.
Can I, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've been playing a lot of FC 25 together.
Yeah.
Calafiori, I think he's more of like he could play Partey's position, like defensive mid. Because like he's always moving the ball up the pitch. Like, I think he's more of a threat on the offensive side of the ball than he is defensively.
This game, that first half, actually, the Calafiori, the whole game was, I just saw aspects of his game that I didn't even know existed. Granted, I didn't watch the guy in Italy, so it's like I'm watching a new thing. But I thought we're getting a center back. You were right. He was inverting. We were inverting from both sides. We had Timber inverting from the right. We had him inverting from the left. He was moving into that granite, what Granit Xhaka did for Martinelli. That's why Martinelli was getting shots off and getting the runs in behind him. All that. It's because of how Calafiori was playing. He was moving into that 8-10 slot on the left side like Xhaka did from fucking center back, which is
crazy,
absolutely insane. And yeah, for me, he was. He was up there for man of the match for us. Partey, I thought Martinelli did kind of well. His goal, he could have gotten more. Havertz, yeah. It was squeaky bum, but we Trossard came through.
He always does. I love Trossard. I don't swing that way, but if I ever did, it'd be for him. Yeah. That's my guy. I fucking love him, bro.
Yeah, he's clutch. Also, even though I want to argue against you, that second goal by Leicester is like one.
Justin was unbelievable.
Yeah, and the first one was—is that technically an own goal because it went off Havertz's shoulder and went in?
If the shot is on net and he gets deflected, it's not considered an own goal.
Okay,
both goals were considered Justin's. Justin. The one that you guys scored went to Ndidi
because that was going across.
Gotcha. So like, if it's like a cross in the box that goes off the opposition,
if it's not a so if it's a shot on target.
Okay.
If it's a shot on target, it gets, even if it's deflected, it gets credited to the striker.
So the ball would have gone in the net if no one touched it.
If it's off target and then gets deflected, then it's an own goal. But yeah, nah. And I'm sure you guys saw. I've been beating this thing, the whole James Justin wasting time bullshit, and
I'm not gonna get on anyone for wasting time because
the yellow cards they were meant to go to Leicester. That weren't given, and out of fairness, I'm objective, I'm fair. Calafiori should have gotten a red. He didn't get a red card. He's an idiot. I don't know why the fuck you're tripping someone when you're on yellow card.
Tough week for the refs.
Yeah. They're just getting it wrong every single fucking time.
It's like if Sky Sports needs to add a segment called Ref Watch.
Ref Watch.
Like, that's a clear sign of the PGMOL that there's something's amiss. That they're not doing their job correctly.
And then,
why are we not just starting there?
So why are we having this show to get proper people that ask questions? Like, people aren't interested in hearing ref PR pieces read off a fucking statement. Get guys that are actually going to ask questions. Otherwise, don't even fucking do the show.
Yeah, I thought Bruno's was not a red card.
Not even
crazy that
even a yellow.
And
I thought
straight reds had to be reviewed.
Bro, I didn't even.
How do you review?
Doesn't even look at it.
Well, how is that
he didn't. I saw that whoever was the on-field official didn't have a good angle, and he looked to the guy in the sideline. And like, if you're watching it live, like his foot is super high.
It is. Yeah.
But when you look
full
at
speed,
it,
it's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. But then like when you look at it, he didn't have his studs up, and he was moving. He slipped.
Right.
So, like, it's a weird one because he was super high on him, but it was, like, a tap.
Yeah. I would have been, I think, a yellow.
I think yellow.
Yellow is very fair for that, but, like,
yellow, okay, but I'm even that. I don't think.
Just because he hit him so high.
But yeah.
Correct in the fact that, like, in terms of, like, contact, like.
Yeah, I was like, that's not even a yellow.
It's tricky, though, because, like, there's certain ones where, like, guys will, like, be fighting for a header and they'll smash into each other, and it's, like. Depending on how the person reacts, it's like yellow or not a yellow. And so, like, based on contact, yeah, it's not even remotely close to a yellow. But because he hit him high, I don't know why he even did that. Like,
he was trying to stop the play moving forward. Like, Madison was going to be in.
He succeeded.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But yeah, even Madison comes up to him after the tackle, and he's like, "It's not a red."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's not. I'm sure that made
even.
Feel
I think
good.
I think even Brendan Johnson's like calling the ref stupid in the middle of the play. Like, yeah, like, the ref is stupid.
Yeah,
and it's just like, what? Like if the player's like telling you it's not a red,
they're a joke. The referees are, my thing is they open can of worms and just never close them.
Yeah,
yeah, because they're trying to clearly. They're very clearly had a meeting, and it happens in the NFL.
Yeah.
Catching stuff where they have a meeting, and they're like, this is the rule.
Right.
And it fails to completely understand the what actually happens in a game. So they're stuck in this. The refs probably, if we talk to them, they'd be like, yeah, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're like, we have to like make these calls because of the letter of the law. Like,
but if they do have to make them, I'm just asking for them to be consistent.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to call one, you have to call all.
Yeah.
That's the fight.
And if you can't see it, there should be someone up top like, hey,
I'm not concerned about the rule. Whether the rule sucks or not is a completely different question. Consistency.
And that like impacted the Forest game too. Forest didn't deserve to win that game, but the only goal they gave up was on a penalty where Murillo accidentally steps on the guy's heel as a ball.
That was a tough one.
Played into the box. And then in the second half, there's a guy, Fulham defender on the ground. Elanga gets the ball. He gets kicked in the back of the heel as a guy's like making a desperation move. Trips up Elanga. Nothing. So it's like if you're going to call one, you have to call both. And that was a deciding factor in the game because it's either a 1-1 or it's 0-0 and you get a point. Instead, that clearly favored Fulham. It's not the only reason why Forest lost. I hated a lot of – I didn't like the game plan. The whole thing was a mess. But,
oh, you didn't like the game plan. I saw a tweet. You were all fired up when the lineup came out, and you were buzzing like a baseball.
I was excited.
Like, you're like, I love it.
Tywo, I was excited.
You thought I didn't see your tweets.
But
I was all over that shit.
Hand up. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Okay, so to be fair, you liked it before the game started.
I did, yeah.
And then you saw it, you're like, oh, this is dog shit.
Well, I thought that if you're going to have – yeah, I thought if you're going to have two guys that need service, but they didn't play with any wide players. So that was like, how are you going
to – literally what I said in the group chat.
How is this going to – I thought that they would kick out Ward-Prowse and then have Dominguez kind of slot more in, but they used Dominguez to press. It just didn't work. And they cleared – like, it wasn't working. They made the change at halftime, and they only had, like – Kylan Hudson-Odoi had one really good chance.
Yeah, he did.
He cut in when he ran. It's he like overran
his,
that.
His patented move, he put it over the crossbar. Most times he scores that. But they didn't have enough going forward. But it's fine. But, like – that the penalties is, it's like how can you see that and call it, like they reviewed it for the one they awarded, gave it, and then nothing for the Elanga one. So it is like the refs make this. That's probably the worst part of this sport. Yeah, the refs.
The problem is that the PGMOL is a bunch of fans who became referees, and like that's the problem with English sports is like they have nothing else. Like they grew up hating certain clubs, hating different teams. And now their agendas become clear. Outsource this to New Jersey, to Secaucus. Boys in Secaucus do this.
They're the best, the Secaucus. Michael Oliver was riffing the Man United game when he's from right outside Old Trafford.
Oh, he's from Manchester?
And he refs all the... And he
so
refs,
you overcompensated
he refs,
probably.
He refs all the Manchester United games. And his house, he grew up right outside of Old Trafford.
Isn't Michael Oliver crazy. Also the one that got paid by City to go ref?
That's what
he's a man.
$200,000.
Literally. Crazy.
Then we get it.
I heard the refs in the Prem only get paid $1,500 a game. That's
they're not full
dirt cheap.
That's not.
They should go on.
The NFL refs get six figures.
Bro, they get like 200 grand, 250 a year. The fact that the English, I don't think they're full time. Are they full time or only? Actually, no. The
even still, you're reffing the Premier League.
Select group, literally the most lucrative sporting product on the planet.
They're getting done like the cheerleaders, dude.
Yeah,
the cheerleaders in the NFL are probably making more money than Premier League refs. Yeah. I'd like to look that up.
They also haven't earned it though. They stink, so maybe they shouldn't be. Getting big.
Well, if they paid more, I bet more qualified people would take the job.
Maybe.
Dude, it would be – I do think they do a bad job, but it would be – reffing European football would be so hard.
I'd be scared for my life.
You're a hockey guy.
Yeah.
Hockey forever had two linesmen and one ref.
Yeah.
And then they eventually brought in a second ref.
Yeah.
Do you think that having an additional ref on the field would be a good move? For soccer.
I do, because I think a lot of it has to do with what they can see.
Right.
And it happens, it's way different. Hockey, like, typically if there's a penalty, for the most part, it's pretty fucking clear.
Yeah.
It's, like, much more clear of a contact sport, whereas soccer is difficult because it's a non-contact sport, but it's very, very physical. So, it's like, I think that if they had a second ref, they would help a lot.
I kind of think so, too.
Yeah.
Za?
That's an interesting question. Because I want to lean towards yes,
mm-hmm. But it's kind of over reffing.
Yeah,
that I don't think the problem with refereeing is seeing is not catching stuff, is not seeing necessarily. Okay. I think it's more the thought process, the decision making aspect of it under pressure.
I agree with that. Actually.
So we'll adding an extra person. Actually, I guess that will help because that alleviates the brain that alleviates the blame. You're not the only person getting screamed at by 70,000 people upset at Old Trafford.
It's the nice thing about hockey
that you sent off Bruno Fernandes.
If there's a penalty, the refs will like congregate,
yeah,
and then and actually talk,
and immediately like they're like, yes, no.
What'd
no,
you
no,
see?
No.
What'd yeah, you see? Yeah,
that helps.
That, you know what? That more of the, that on that aspect, I guess it would, and more of that. I don't know why they don't even do it because you got the two linesmen on. They don't even do it.
I don't know, but I see what you're saying because like the NFL has a billion referees,
right?
And the problem is that like if one guy has like an extra anything, it's like a flag every fucking play. So then
you don't want that either.
It's the decision.
But,
it's not catching.
But even
stuff.
Like the even VAR. Where it's hockey.
I feel like they should be more involved.
Well, or like maybe there is a challenge system, like a genuine challenge system, or you have one centralized location in London where they have refs looking at every angle of every contested play and instead of like, we don't want to overrule the ref on the field and send him to the screen and like he reviews his own call because they're always going to be biased towards what your original call was. There should be like a command center in London where they have a zillion screens and all the camera angles
like
and
the Matrix.
Yeah, or like in Toronto with hockey. Like hockey's not the review doesn't go upstairs. It goes to Toronto. Mm. No matter where
I didn't know that.
The game is.
That's
there's,
like baseball too.
There's a hub.
Baseball goes to Jersey.
That's always the funnest part of hockey games. They're going to Toronto.
They're going to Toronto. yeah.
And they have a GoPro in there. Yeah. A bunch of guys just
But there has to be a way to improve it because it is impacting too many games. And there's too much on the line.
Yeah, because 2 weeks ago, it was just me. It was really just Za leading the front on Ref Suck. And now you're on board. Baresh is kind of on board.
I've, like, given up. Because that's the thing. We went through it last year. I almost want to pull up the Marinakis tweet.
It's every fucking weekend. There's always something.
Send him to Secaucus. That's my take.
It's always something. But that two ref thing is very interesting.
This is from last year, 5 months ago. Three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we cannot accept. We simply cannot accept. We learned that PGMOL, that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, and they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times.
It's so pathetic.
Nottingham Forest will now consider its options. Which, like, I don't,
what are your options?
I don't know. I never understood.
They released
but
an
that
official.
Was like,
they released an official club statement.
That was
official.
Like
Marinakis
was like, "Give me the fucking phone to tweet."
That is so
and that's Nicky Smokes. When I said, fucking Arsenal does nothing. That is what I'm talking about. That is what
that did nothing. That changed nothing except make them look stupid.
They did something.
If Arsenal did that, you don't want the repercussions.
They did something.
Za. Hold on. You could cut this if this goes too far. You're the one who every time we're at the bar, you're like, oh, I hated when everyone posted their black squares on Instagram. It doesn't fucking do shit. Why don't you go make a change? And now you're over here like, send the tweet out. Do something. You're posting a black square. I
have no money. I have zero influence.
So now, though.
Arsenal has money. Arsenal has influence.
So Forrest did it. It was reviewed. They were denied. They were right in the middle of also going after their appeal for the points deduction, which by all accounts, they should have won. Based on what just happened with Leicester, Forrest should have won that. Guess what? Everton had their points deduction reduced. Forrest did not. So I think all they did was throw a tantrum online and get fucked over for it. So I don't know if that was the best course of action. It did give me a little bit of satisfaction. I remember like reading it being like, is this Photoshopped? Is this a real tweet? And it was. Marinakis just got control of the phone.
It's just so funny that we will consider our options.
Yeah.
I want you to start ending your tweets with,
I will consider, will consider my options. Yeah. I will consider my options.
Consider your options.
Nicky Smokes. Nikki Smokes thinks that the fucking what's her name? Sarah, whatever white girls' last names are. Black square for hungry kids in Kenya has the same effect as Kroenke writing a fucking letter to the PGMO.
Kroenke doesn't even watch the game.
And that's my point. That's why I get pissed off. He doesn't give a fuck. He should have been writing letters. Arsenal has money. If we threaten them, the PGMO, they should dance to us.
All right, I got two more games I want to talk about before we get to Champions League. Shout out to the Villa fan who watches this show and he's always commenting, talk about Villa. Well, you got your wish. You drew to Ipswich.
Morgan Rogers.
You laugh, right?
Can we talk about that goal? Was it a second one?
Yeah, it was.
Like, where he picked it up from halfway, ran with it. Fucking Diego Costa was on there marking him. He was jockeying. Delap with a step over went boop. Costa went whoop. Looked and he saw that shit. Delap didn't even come this way. He's still over that way.
Bang.
He then went, oh, shit, no, I can't go this way because my ACL, I'll tear my ACL. And then he went that way looking for him, thinking that he's still there, and the motherfucker was now there.
The ball was in the net. Yeah.
Now to another City product.
Yeah. Actually, there's your
you didn't develop. You guys don't actually develop.
They signed for you at scholarship level at the 16.
Yeah.
Give you something.
Tell you where he didn't sign.
United.
No, okay.
Wait, where was Delap? Was City. London? No, before.
Somewhere in London.
Who cares?
West London.
And then
that should have been Haaland's backup.
I know.
If you gave him minutes, he would have been backing up Haaland.
And also, shout out Everton. First win of the year. Crystal Palace still has no wins. I was very shocked by that result. I had the over 2.5.
McNeil.
But I definitely thought Palace was going to pull that out.
They were robbed.
Mike McNeil.
Our boy, Mateta, was robbed of a PK.
I was about to say, did you see the one Eddie almost scored? The left foot one? That was going in, but it was blocked. That was top end.
Absolutely
I was
robbed.
Bro, I was, when Eddie shot that, I was up in the air.
But they couldn't get the job done, so.
Nope.
Everton get their first win.
All right, on the Champions League, this should be fun. I'm going to try to pronounce these teams' names. So bear with me. Feel free to roast me in the comments. You know I don't give a fuck.
You only know our game. I haven't even seen
Let me pull it up. I know Maresh has them, but there's a lot of fixtures.
Want me to read them? No,
I want to read them.
We're home.
I want to read them. All right, first game we got, and feel free to fly through some of these. Salzburg versus Brest.
Yeah.
Start with Chief and just walk, and we'll walk the line.
I've been to Salzburg. It's probably my favorite European city, so I'm just going to roll with them, but I don't know shit about them.
Okay, interesting. Rudy?
That's a Red Bull team, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they're usually good. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where Erling Haaland started from. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. where Erling was at Salzburg next game.
That's how you feel? Next. I love the name Brest, which is why I'm taking both teams to score -150. Stuttgart versus Sparta Prague. Mm-hmm. Was that solid?
Yeah.
Stuttgart. Chief, and then we'll work our way down. Go ahead.
All right, not to be as horny as Smokes, but those little dresses that the girls wear during Oktoberfest, they might be like the hottest thing.
They're so fire.
Yeah, there's just something about
with
them.
The little boobs.
Oh, I love them. I love
them.
Bro,
that's
so for that reason, for that reason, I'll go with Stuttgart.
All right, I'm going to be horny for like 10, 15 seconds. That's Oktoberfest is like a bucket.
And it shouldn't be that hot. It's like a not tight fitting long dress, a little hint of cleavage.
But they punish the boobs.
They're awesome.
Those Lederhosens will turn an A to a D.
Yeah, true.
And D's to E's.
Yes. You'd be suffering.
Why do I need visas to go to any end? Brother, if I didn't need a visa, I would have been an Oktoberfest like 20 years ago.
Yeah. You got anything in the game, Rudy? Any personal opinion? Stuttgart and Sparta Porter.
I think we can. Let's just talk about Arsenal PSG.
Stuttgart has.
hold on.
Stuttgart has that striker.
Yeah.
Their striker last year was.
Really I just wanted to
what was his name?
Quick.
Stuttgart's.
And you guys, Stuttgart. you're mad at me because I'm talking about the other games. I want to fly through them. You're like, oh well, these dresses make their titties look big. And I really
just keep talking about
get
that
inside of them. Yeah. All right, so
well,
let's skip that game. I like that game to draw. Barcelona's playing them young boys, now I'm talking about. I got Barcelona to win both halves. If you guys have any comment on that game, speak now. Okay, great. Dortmund Celtic should be high scoring. I think that game will be fun to watch. Both teams to score, no draw. That's my official bet. Leverkusen Milan, I think that'll be a good game as well. I think that could end in a draw.
That'll be, I mean, Pulisic is like the hottest player in the world.
USA!
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun. That's a good one.
Okay, that was good. Yep, yep. All right, Arsenal PSG. Arsenal at the Emirates. I think we smoke these Utes, fam.
I don't know.
Dude, they're good.
I think we roll them up and spliff them.
They don't really play much competition.
No, we do. They look like dog water in their last Champions League game.
I do think they look better without Mbappe.
They do.
Yeah.
And they have some of their young talent is fucking insane.
They do.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It's hard to...
I feel like every Arsenal Champions League game is boring as fuck.
That's because different styles of football.
Yeah.
In Europe. So in England, the England game is more physical based, faster, more exciting.
Faster, more physical.
The European teams are more technical. So against the Champions League ones, it always, especially the Italian teams. That's Atalanta.
Yeah.
When you play Italian teams like AC and stuff like that, man, back in the day,
games slow down.
It was so defensive.
So what do you think, Arsenal or PSG?
I'm nervous, but the performance from the first half, Leicester, gave me a lot of confidence. We have Calafiori. There was a little worry about him being injured. He's fine.
Mourinho's back.
We have Tomiyasu back in training, it looks like. It looks like Marino, too, is in training. Who knows if he'll feature. I believe Arteta hinted at him featuring. It might be too soon for Tomiyasu. So our squad is getting healthy at a good time, but the unfortunate thing is the one area of the field where I was hoping we have somebody coming back, we don't, because we have everybody there, but it still feels like we're light, and that's up front in the attacking areas. But our defenders are getting healthy. Arsenal, I think, will win.
2-1?
We look good defensively. I think we will keep a clean sheet. I think we'll win 3-0.
Wow.
Oh. You're nervous, but it's 3-0.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I think it's gonna be a sweat fest. Once the first one
goes in, they'll start going. You gotta respect the Champions League.
I'll say 1-0 Arsenal.
Rudy,
my opinion on it is, it all depends on which Dembele shows up.
There ain't no Dembele showing up.
Huh?
They ain't no Dembele showing up.
You saying no?
They ain't no. I'm not saying no. There is no Dembele showing up. He's out.
He is?
Yep.
Oh, then Arsenal. When he's on, he is a fucking issue, but you never know. And he would be a big... I mean, Zaire Emery's incredible. Barkala, I think, is fucking insane. But I do think that they're just young. You guys are so strong at the back. I think Arsenal will win.
Yeah.
Now that I know that Ousmane Dembele is gone.
I saw a tweet.
So Arsenal across the board. That has me a little bit nervous. Next one, Slavon... Bratislava versus Man City. I got it?
No.
Oh.
Actually, I have no idea how to say it.
Bratislava.
Well, they're playing City. City's minus 1,400. I think we're all in agreement that City should smoke
20.
Them.
Man City's going to score 20.
Yeah, we should be.
This is a Slovakian
Man City's score
team.
20.
Yeah.
So. Man City's going to score 20 with all their backups playing.
I think the most intriguing game is that PSV against Sporting.
I was going to say Villa and Bayern.
Oh, that.
Did I say that right? Bayern?
Bayern.
Oh, that's Bayern?
That's tomorrow. That's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to be recording.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good one, too. And it's Villa's at home.
I like that Eindhoven Sporting one, too.
Yeah.
Sporting?
Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be great.
They have that Swedish striker, Georgiou.
They got the one we want, Nicky Smokes.
That's, yeah.
Georgiou.
They got the striker I want at the carpet. I want Georgiou at the carpet in January. We do that. That's a title guaranteed.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'd hate that.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
Title
he's like
guaranteed.
He's kind of got some Haaland to him.
Bro.
Because he's like big, strong, he's fast as fuck.
He has
full grown man.
He has the one thing that we are missing in this team. Motherfuckers that just put the ball in the back of the net.
Motherfucker that'll run through your face.
Nah, just back of the net. No questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fact.
We have some bad money at the back.
We do. Just not up front. all right, Villa, Bayern.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm learning. I'm getting so good at this. This is going to be a tough game. This is going to be an electric game to watch. I think both teams are going to score here. I think it could be a shootout. If I had a lean, I'd go Bayern. Now I'm in my head about pronouncing this team's name.
You got it.
I just feel like they've been here
before. When you think about it, it gets hard. I am the same about Bayern.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like they've been here before. Aston Villa, first time back in a while. I know they won their first game, but they beat up on some fucking crumb bums. I think this could be a huge letdown spot for them at their own house. I'm going to go with Munich to win the game.
I like the both teams to score.
Yeah, I haven't really seen a full game of Bayern, but I've been watching their highlights. I think that they're very fucking good.
Yeah, after the first round, would they score 9 in that last match? Like, they're favored, I think, to win the Champions League, betting favorites.
Really?
They have a very, very well-balanced, lethal team.
They could win the Champions League.
Yeah, a lot of people really favor them to win.
No shit.
The more I think of it, they are...
They're a problem.
They are.
It's just...
So, Kane's over there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Madrid will have, so like for example, Madrid will have one or two guys, three guys elite in certain positions. Bayern is just solid across the board. So like for example, the back line, Madrid's back line, I don't think is all that.
Rudiger?
Except for Rudiger.
Rudiger and Militao? Rudiger.
Militao scored. Yeah, Militao's erratic. He scored yesterday.
Yeah, I don't need my center back to be guaranteed goal.
I don't know, but I don't know. I just think Bayern is solid, man.
They're
Bayern's,
super solid.
Bayern's balanced. Yeah.
Bayern.
I think they're gonna.
But Villa Park, don't get me wrong, will be electric.
Yeah.
First taste of Champions League football in a long time. So.
That's yeah,
true. But I still,
I don't hate a draw in that game.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into both teams to score.
Yeah,
I'm sure that line. Won't
we
be
talk
choose.
About? Can we talk about Endrick and the Atletico? The game between Real.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. You guys
that
see
was
that?
Crazy.
That was insane.
I'm pulling
that stopped the game.
What happened?
Ultras were moving mud. That stopped the game.
Well, continue.
Ultras,
tell
a
story.
So
hoop at play.
So
they were throwing shit at players.
Yeah,
they were throwing
yeah.
objects that they couldn't even identify.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was crazy.
Atletico, it's Madrid derby. Atletico was getting beaten by Madrid. Militao scored, and. We're just watching the game it's like the 70 minute, just stops. Next thing we know, players are going down into the tunnel, bro. These motherfuckers were throwing. So Courtois was on the end of the Atletico Madrid ultras. They were throwing lighters at him. Apparently, they threw like some like organ like food. In a paper bag, like a heart.
I saw that they couldn't
like
even identify. They were throwing
shit that they had no idea at the goalkeeper and stuff like that.
Their own keeper?
No, the opposing keeper.
Okay.
Atletico was swinging at Real Madrid's goal.
Game gets suspended, right? Referees are like, listen, if it doesn't calm down, it was like we have to stop it until it calms down. So if it doesn't calm down for a certain period, the game will then be abandoned. And it's recorded as a 3-0 victory because Atletico fans were the ones that were doing the bullshit. It's recorded as it goes down as a 3-0 win to Madrid.
Same as if you unplug, if you quit FIFA early.
So yeah. Simeone, the manager, and two of the senior players, Koke and I think Jimenez went over there. Them three had to go over there to go talk to the ultras.
That is insane.
They had to go talk to the ultras. They're like, yo, chill. Did they? I ended up going. I think I ended up going out. I think they ended up coming back on, right?
They did. Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah. And then Endrick had like, that dude's wild.
What happened with that?
He had a one-on-one.
This is after they came back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He had a one-on-one, meaning that it was him, defender,
and the keeper,
and then Oblak. And so he's coming down, and Bellingham is overlapping. It's pretty far, but Endrick, being the crazy dude he is, just teed up from like 30 yards out and just shot it. It was a hard
wide
shot.
Open?
Yes, he was. He should have passed it off.
Okay.
But he, even then, it's like one thing if he takes on a defender 1v1, but he, you know how in that game before he shot from
miles out, and
he had Mbappe, and he had Vinny like to his right, and he just teed up and somehow went in. He did the same thing but missed, and it was just like
he only missed by like that much.
It was
though.
A good shot. Yeah. That was the thing. Yeah. He pounded it, but it missed by like this much. But now people are just like, this dude is like, he's just crazy,
dude. I gotta, I understand everything. There is something electric about a shot from distance. Like I want more. Yeah, I want more guys taking chances, more plays at the net. Like I almost feel like Pep kind of ruined.
He's
football.
The one. He's
yeah.
the one.
But he fucking missed.
He's the one.
I know, but I
and you have Jude Bellingham. Like it's not like he's on Nottingham Forest like breaking away.
All right, unnecessary. Oh. That was 100% the wrong play. Yes. All right. But it was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome. But it was a, yeah, it was loco.
All right. Last Champions League game, and then we'll just do the betting recap, Golden Boot, and fantasy update and wrap up. Liverpool versus Bologna. Did I get that?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Yep.
Let's go.
Tommy Asu.
Dude, Liverpool's a force. Like, they are fucking good, dude. And it's at Anfield. I want no smoke with them. I'm taking Liverpool to win.
Tommy Asu. Actually, wait. Calafiori, too, came from Bologna.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Xerxes.
So, Xerxes. Liverpool across?
Yeah. They
I don't know, man.
They have these weird lineups, though. So I don't like Liverpool.
I don't know.
They're good, but I just like have a hard time
who's injured
calling them. But yes, yeah, Liverpool.
Chief, anything?
Nope. Okay. I'm on Liverpool too.
Who's all right. Golden Boot recap. Chief, you are the king of the castle, brother. 4-1. Solanke banged it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. No, that's not a pause. Was that a pause?
Solanke, yeah.
No, like it's banged it in you
because the dude
banged it in.
Yeah, but Solanke.
Ew.
It's not the bang. You're missing the point of that. It's not the banging part. It's
so lengthy. He's talking.
The subject.
It's so lengthy. He banged it.
Oh, so lengthy. Oh, got it.
I had
got it.
Now that is a pause.
I can only sit by for so long. So I had.
Okay.
Help him out. Help him out.
Shout out, Chief. He's 4-1. I miss Saka. I'm now 3-2. That's two losses in a row. Maresh is 3-2. He hit Havertz late, one of the luckiest goals. Wait, did he get that?
Yeah.
They counted it as Havertz? I thought you said earlier in the show that they called it an own goal.
No, that was the one that bounced off him.
Gotcha.
James.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Zah, you are fucking dog shit, brother.
Who did I say?
You were 1-4.
Luis Diaz?
Jota, whatever the fuck it is.
So I think you've used both your Liverpool picks, too.
Yeah, and you missed both of them.
God damn. Oh, really? I've said Jota and I need to keep track.
Diaz earlier. I've been keeping track. Oh.
Yeah. Rudy moves to 1-3. I told you were going to pick Holland and he wasn't going to score for you, bro.
You wasted the cheap.
That's what I said, bro. He's a guaranteed game, and you're picking him at Newcastle in a game that you knew was a letdown spot going into it.
Funny thing is, once I picked him and then you started getting in my ear saying I was mushing him, I really wanted to be like, yeah, you're right. I'm not doing it. But then I didn't want to let my guy down. Like, I was in such a rock and a hard place, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Can't be bullied.
I can't be bullied off and down, but at the same time, I hated it.
Yep.
And. So, yeah, I suck.
And then the bets for the week, Chief.
I don't remember.
You lost. That you went 3-4. You had the over in the Chelsea-Brighton game. No, that hit. Your sheet's a little confusing.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's not your fault. We appreciate you. I love your sheets. All right, so that hit. You're 3-4 in the year. Rudy, no surprise, missed again. He's 1-3.
Yep.
Zah Forest money line didn't even sniff it. You're 2-3. I had the over 2.5 in the Palace game. That hit. I'm 4-3. And Maresh. You lost, so you went 3-3.
I'm not hunting for pluses anymore. I'm done doing that.
Stack up some dubs.
Do what Smokes does. You don't pick winners. You just pick over.
Guys, let's get juice right. Bag. This used to be the hottest betting Premier League juice show bag in the history, across the board, not just Smokes. Yeah. Let's all get right.
Let's get hot. Let's get hot.
Chief anytime goal scorer if you want to make
someone.
I mean, we're all hot. We're all hot in our own separate ways.
I'm going to start being a juice.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's – I can't say there's no way you can't lose, but if you use your brain, Rudy is not good.
Yeah.
So if you fade Rudy's picks, you would win.
Just do all I'm saying. The opposite.
Yeah, well, then if you want to just be successful, just do Smokes. He has the same bet every time. Both teams will score, no draw.
Hey, it works. It works, and it's plus money, and I don't have to pick the team to win.
Money.
I know. It's
smart. Yeah, it's genius, and it's plus money every time.
I'm done hunting for dogs' money line. It's over. I learned my lesson.
And then a quick fantasy update. Ben's Bozo, 64 points this week. He's in first. He's got 424. Burr Spurs, 80 points this week, 418 total. FC Cervezas, 40 points this week, 416. And then for us, Nikki Smokes, 56 points, 405 total. Ninth place.
Who did you have?
Cole Palmer might win the league. Yeah, I had Cole Palmer. I should have captained him. I'm an idiot. Zah put up 42. He's good for 375 total. 40th place. Maresh, 27 points this week. 284 total. 122nd place. And Chief put up 50 for 283 total. 100
in terms of midfield. My midfield. My midfield is. I mean, they produce except for Bowen.
I have Bowen. Peasants getting smoked by
Bowen
this.
And Bemo. That
is sad, man. Yes.
I will say. I have made an adjustment, my fantasy strategy. I've decided to take Odegaard out of the lineup.
Nice. What?
I don't know. I feel like I feel like I keep changing it and saving it, but then every time I look, he's just sitting there with a big red exclamation mark. He's unlikely to play. I know that. I don't know what's going on. I'm like a fucking boomer. I can't change my lineup.
You have to it's annoying.
You got to hit confirm.
Hit confirm, which is annoying.
I thought I did.
Messes me up every time.
Okay. All right. So when I pick team, all right. So now it looks like I've done it properly. So we might be okay going forward.
You're cooked. But yeah. That's going to do it for this episode. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Share the stream with share the podcast with some friends. We also have the audio version available now. The link to that is in the description below. Shout out to you guys, and we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for watching. Boom. Good shit,
Nikki Smoke.